Kal Kadosh, we're just going to continue with Halachot that we just mentioned previously, that now that we know the importance of learning Torah at nighttime, now we will speak about when is the most important time to learn Torah at nighttime. Is this the beginning of the night, the end of the night, Chatzot, before, after? So the Mishnah Brura and Siman Aleph, in the beginning of the Halachot, Sikudan Tet and the Kaf HaChaim by us, Siman Resh Lamed Chet, brings down Pi Azor HaKadosh, the main time to learn Torah at night time is from Chatzot Laila and onwards, until after Ashmonet HaBoker. So therefore, they would wake up, as if to say, from Chatzot, and then they would learn until dawn. However, though, if a person suspects the Be'emet, he would stay asleep the entire time. Obviously, it's better for them to learn beforehand, before going to sleep. And we've seen also a few Gdolei Ador that they've done the exact same thing. However, though, according to everybody, as is brought down already by the Kaf HaChaim, that the Malach Magid, and, you know, told the Bet Yosef, and also the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, and Asif Katan Aleph, we should for sure have to come and still learn Torah at the beginning of the night. Meaning, even if you're going to tell me that the main Torah learning should be from Chatzot, midnight afterwards, but you should still learn before going to sleep. As the Gemara Berachot Yudalev Damudalev says, Amar Abchiya Bar Abba, says Abchiya Bar Abba, says the name of Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Kol Masbiya Atzmo B'Divrei Torah, anybody that satiates himself from Divrei Torah Velan, and then he goes to sleep, Em Mevasrin Oto B'Sarot Ra'ot, they're not going to tell him bad news. And he brings a Pasuk. So therefore, I'm just going to bring down now a few different mekorot. The Gemara Masechet Berachot and Masechet Sanhedrin says, Amar Rav Acha Bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, says Rav Acha Bar Bizna in the name of Rav Shimon Chasida, there was a harp, a kinor, which was hanging on top of the bed of David HaMelech. And once Chatzot HaLaila came, the northern wind would come and it would awaken him. This was his alarm clock. And immediately David HaMelech would get up and learn Torah until Amud HaShachar, until dawn. So from here we learn there's a concept of David HaMelech of getting up already by Chatzot, learning Torah. And Arizal HaKadosh writes that it is proper not to sleep the beginning of the night for 3 hours after Arvit, rather to learn Torah, and afterwards to go to sleep. However, the main learning will be from Chatzot Laila until the morning. And some people say, no, the opposite, you do from the beginning of the night. And then Chatzot Laila, you say Tikkun Chatzot, and then you go to sleep. The other Shita, you would wake up at Chatzot, do Tikkun Chatzot, and then learn the Torah. So the Psak Halacha of the Halacha Brura is, V'chol adam ya'aseh baze kefi kocho, u'kfi ma shemargish benafsho ezeh zman ra'oi lo yoter li'italo ba'Torah, v'al kol panim b'sha'a Chatzot ha'layla ye'er v'yasok ba'Torah. Says a person should try as much as possible to realize what is better for him. What can I benefit more? Is it the beginning of the night, the end of the night? However, we should be up for Chatzot. So either we start the beginning of the night, we continue doing until Chatzot, we say Tikkun Chatzot, and then you go to sleep. Or the opposite, you go to sleep first, and then you wake up by Chatzot, you do Tikkun Chatzot, and then you stay up the entire night until the morning. Obviously, if it is the entire concept of, you know, trying to get people to get accustomed to something, for sure you should try to get accustomed that, you know, they should wake up early instead of just going to sleep. However, I wanted to read to you also what Rav Ovadia, Alav HaShalom, brings down in his Ebiya Omer. He wants to bring a proof. He says, the majority of the people that were Lomde Torah, Rabbanan, Kashishai, the elders, that they used to learn B'tchilat HaLaila, they used to wake up by Chatzot, they used to learn straight. That means at the beginning, they used to sleep at the beginning of the night, and then they used to mamash, learn from Chatzot onwards. And that was already, like it's brought down in the Zohar HaKadosh in many different places. And even the Gemara, there's a proof also from Rabbi Akiva as well. Rabbi Akiva took a Tarnegol with him. This is the Gemara in the end of Berachot, of Samech Amud Bet. So he says he had a Tarnegol, and that Tarnegol was to wake him up. And therefore, why did it wake him up? In order that he could learn Torah afterwards. However, though, says Rav Ovadia, Alav HaShalom, Avala, Anu, Ben Yotenu, Hurgalu, Limo, B'tchilat, Alal, V'lochim, Lishon, Achar, Chatzot. says he used to learn the beginning of the night and go to sleep after Chatzot. Why? It's a Gemara Yuma Kav Bet Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Yuma says, Shane Migna Mimeka. Rashi explains, what does that mean? It's different. It says, Rashi says, Noach lo le'adam le'naded shena me'enav ve'lo yelech lishona le'ad sof alayla me'liyot yashen ve'omed mitoto ba'ashkama. It is easier for a person to stay awake, to deprive himself of sleep and not going to sleep until the end of the night, than going to sleep and waking up early. And the Gemara in Yoma in Zayin Amud Aleph also says, Shav lachem mashkim yakum, ken yiten lidido shena. It's a pasuk that we're going to bring also to do with how much sleep do you need. That it's like it's forsaken for you, the ones that wake up very early, to give yourself sleep. So says Rabbi Yitzchak, Elu neshotehem shal tamidei chachamim. These are the wives of tamidei chachamim. Hamenadedot shena menehem ba'olam hazeh. That they deprive themselves of sleep in this world. And zochol olam haba. So mashma, that even them, they used to learn in the Beit HaMidrash at the beginning of the night. And their wives used to wait for them until they used to come back from the Beit HaMidrash. So says the Gaon Ya'avetz Pesiduro Shekatav Shal Rov Zman HaShkiva Shalanu La'achar Chatzot Laila. And the Ya'avetz says that the majority of the people, they go to sleep after Chatzot Laila. But he finishes off by saying, Na'ara o na'ara pashtev rachman ali ba'bae. Whichever one you do is okay. As long as your heart is with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore a person should decide what is the best time, the most appropriate time for them learning Torah. And again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always wants our hearts.